double meaning. First and foremost, the Besmedish, the Naya Besmedish in our area. The first opportunity I have here to welcome the Besmedish between in the Kedah and the Sakhbis of the Chreidim. I was helping Roshan with the Ruh, Chusha with the Ruh, Shai Baturi, and Shat Shmai, I'm sure, with under his leadership, the Besmedish will go Machayel El Chayel. The house of the Vila Sakhdisha should certainly enhance Poland and the Yiddish types of the Gansha area. The fight of Baruch Tan Yitzchak starts the day of the third away. So the Gemara says, I'm sure previous speakers have already spoken about the Chesidus of starting the day with the Shia of Torah. I think in another dimension, besides the Indian of starting the day before you go to work to have a Shia, Nachan Akidah, which I think is very chushev, and it's the guy of the Shemitra, wants to Shemit today, a particular Indian in the way the Shia function. The parshiyos of these weeks, all the parshim say, prepare us for Yom Nadun. He says that Amachum Alei Becho, he's all the Mechemet Hayetza, as a Mrs. Fulham say, and so on and so on. Yes, it says, he says Amachum Alei Becho, but it is so, Tis Vorecha, Vam Rav Nacho, Vay Siru Mehem, Vizoy Kudish Tei, this is the Mechemet Hayetza, the Mechemet with the Stutzen on Rosh Hashanah, where he comes with Makasi Tzadam and Avera for the whole year, Am Rav Nimchul Sif Varecha, this is the Avera which a person is called throughout the year. Said, Vahoyu Kakarobchem El Amechumu, V'nigash HaKoyayim V'diver El Vom, Shema Yisrael Atem Teir Neyem Amechumu. Zuk Rashi, Shema Yisrael, Afila Ein Bechem, Eilu, V'chit, of Shema, Tia Shema, that's enough to be able to win the war, to have Raishia Esma Epsha should help you. It always bothered me, the allusion of Rashi, Ein Bechem, V'chit Eilu Shema. We call Christmas Kriya Shema, we call it Shema because the first word of Christmas is Shema. But I wouldn't say that Shema, Krishna is Shema Yitzhuah. Krishna is Kabbalah Tanakh Shema, Shema Ken Shemecha. Ahavat Hashem, Kabbalah Mitzvah. Parshas Vayelu is called Vayelu because the first word, for practical reasons, the first word of Vayelu is Vayelu. We call it Parshas Vayelu. But Vayelu is not the title of the Seder or Parshas Tovus. We call Shema Shema because it's the first word of Shema. So for practical reasons, we call it Shema. But for the Torah to call Kriya Shema with the name Shema, Eilechem Elechus Shema. Shema Yisrael is an introduction. Listen, Yidin, but the main thing is Hashem Elechem Yisrael. Why do the Torah call Shema with the name Shema? And Shema Yisrael is also Yisrael. And from the guy of the Shemiz, what I want to talk about now. Shemir, Shema Yisrael. We make a brucha, L'Shema Yakol Shoyfa. This bruch of Lishmoya Kol Shofar is a bruch which we make once a year, that we're going to throughout the year here. The Kol Shofar means Kashofar Hurem Kolechu, Devremitzin, Devremitzin, that we want to throughout the year hear his orders of the Kol Shofar, and we make the bruch on Rosh Hashanah, but this is a bruch for the Makavu. We want to hear this throughout the year. What does it mean? The Gemara says, you know, if you're a Mazik person, you pay nezik. How do you estimate nezik? You estimate the worth of the person as an eved before the damage, and again after the damage, and the difference you pay. Zuk the gemara zay. Cholshoy, if he made him deaf, no yisalei de meike. He has to pay the full amount of an eved because a deaf eved is worthless. It's worth nothing. A blind eved has got some worth apparently. Not much, but it's worth something. A deaf Eved is worth nothing. I would have thought that a blind Eved can do less than a deaf Eved. I think a deaf Eved was probably could be quite a good plumber or electrician or computer, if I say language. A blind Eved, not much use. But there seems to be some use in a blind Eved, and a deaf Eved is totally useless. What's up, Shah? In Emerson, still Fashid and Mahashim, how they explain it. But I heard the perish was that Walter the perish. Eved, however useless he is, there's always some use to him. The tachlis of an Eved is he must be ready to stand, ready for the command of the Udin. The Udin has Newton 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He's ready to listen to the Udin. If he can't hear, he's not an Eved. He can't take any command. Of Eved. He can be of Eved for a year. He can earn a lot of money. But the Eved is an Eved. Nobody will take him as an Eved. A blind Eved has some purpose, so you'll find the Udin who's looking for a blind Eved. A deaf Eved is useless. We are, and we want to be, Mashabbat ourselves to be Abda Hashem. The first thing is we must be prepared to listen. If you don't listen, it's a non-starter. Krishna starts with Shema Yisrael. Shema, the first thing I'm prepared, I want to listen. I want to listen to the Torah. Then there's help. Once you want to listen, yes, Hashem, you'll do it. Namadei, namadei. So I feel like Ein Shema, you're ready to listen. You're ready to prepare to hear. So either Hoyim Shemaya Beyushon, Shemaya Bechuda, Shishmi Beyushon. That is our Koyach Vakabulus Amach Shema. So Taka Krishna is called the Shem Shema, because Shema is Taka the title. Krishna is Shema. We are prepared to listen to whatever the Ibisha tells us. Then we carry on. Shem Kanis Mechot, Bahar Temetech, and so on and so on. Everybody, every Elchid, got this Kivir sitting in the Torah, no question about it. Ein lechu udom she'ein leishu lusha melita, everybody got a shua kiyesh et matayu, and you learn mashal lebuchu, as the right thing to do. Some people learn a black gemura, some a black shalchan urach, chamish rashi, mishnayit, everybody got his kiyesh, and that's how it should be. What he feels he's most successful and what he needs most, he learns. This program here isn't learning any special subject. I see on the titles, once it's gemura, once it's hashkufa, once it's halucha, all types of things come up. So those who come here haven't come to listen to a black gemurah or to come shachanur or the lebuch of the prophet. They've opened their ears to listen to whatever is going to be said to them. From that, besides other malas, starting the day, as I said before, the idea that Shema, we are come, we are here, we want to listen to whatever is going to be told, said to us. I've been asked to speak keynote at Psichas Chodesh Elul. Psachlu nishab eik psicha shab. We also need that filler. But Elul is of Shiva. And the Yerkudu says the ikas in Shiva is limit of Tzoyla. So epsa davar halucha da pozoch zogun. We can't be successful. In Dibra Zorot we don't have any yesod of a davar Tzoyla. But the davar halucha will have a shaykhet with Dibra Zorot. You know me, Yes Hashem, today, in COVID time, we're going to be standing and saying Malchias the Chloin and Shafas. Imri the Chloin and Malchias, Shetam Lachin Yalachim. We are going to be Mamdach the Rabbi Nishleim and the Gantz Abriya. And we are going to ask Tfila that not only we Yidin should be those who are Mamdach the Abish of the world, Maloi, Chalkol, Oilam, Kiloi, the Yeda, Kolpo, and so on and so on. There should be Hesgalus Malchus Shemaim and the Gantz Abriya. At the moment, it's only us, the same of us Yidin who are doing this prestigious task, if I may say, to coronate Rabboni Shlom Melech of the world. In what the Shulman states, in the Lefona Malchias, Shetam Lechini Aleicha means, when we say Malchias, as it should be said properly, on Rosh Hashanah, this gives us a koyach Shetam Lechini Aleicha all year round, Kabulas Malchus Shemayim, Krishma, Vavoyka Be'erev, when the Makaba Malchus Shemayim is with the koyach of the Malchias of Rosh Hashanah. In the Lefona Malchias, through that, we have the koyach to be mamlech the Eibishter as unto you. How are we mamlech the Eibishter? Look at the Chumura Bameh, the Shoifa. Shoifa. Shoifa, look at the little Machzorim, a little Shtetot, and the Tamim from Shoifa. Gewaltige Inyonim. The Chatzoyt is called Shoifa, really, to Nehemel HaShem. We are mamlech the Eibishter with the Shoifa. The Shoifa, besides that, is Mahapach, the Zin Lerachman, as Chazal say, the Eibish is Yeshav al Kisah Din, and when Yidin take the Shoif in the hand, it goes over from Din to Rachmim. The Shoif has a Gewalt of the Choyach. Asher Yom Yoyde Tzriya, she Yoydin Lerachtois et Boiram Tzriya. This Shoif, which is so powerful, to be Mamlech Eibish of the world, to turn over the whole Din, the Yom HaDin from Din to Rachmim, for a very strange reason, this year near Shem Shabbos, we will not be learning Shoif. Chazal Begoyza, Shem Yavarenu, very far-fetched desire. Shema Yavareni, who blows the shofar? Only put out the kaya. Not everybody blows the shofar. Only go to shul. There might be one shlemazel of about the kaya, and they go carry it in the streets of Shabbos. Very far-fetched desire, and for that we will battle shofar from Gantz Klal Yisrael. With all the gavalt of what shofar achieved, and we are sure, as the Tzum tell us, and perhaps we have enough time, or if not, you'll see on the back of the sheet that printed from Meshach Chachma, that it couldn't be possible that Chazal deprived us from the koyach of being mahapar din l'rachman. It couldn't be possible that they deprived us of the koyach of being mamlech ha'edish on the world by not allowing us to build a shofar. So somehow it must happen without the shofar. But so called, the Eibish gave us a mitzvah of shofar, and we have been taken away because maybe Hashem, one person, but show you that he would be a Melech HaShem. He's running to do a mitzvah. And the kashi, the various kashis, the choice of the mitzvah, because of this one shash, the whole of Klal Yisrael is deprived of Kishrei Tamui Vigadach. Is a full of Nadra Aluf, I got the sheet in front of you, I didn't have to go through the whole of it because obviously we're limited to constraints of time. There was a story over 100 years ago in a store, the labor of Jew, the Kiva Yosef Schlesinger. He came up with a shitter, which he was made the greatest rash in Yerushalayim, the Frat, and in the whole world. He came up with the shitter that the bezin of Yerushalayim, his bezin Yerushalayim, even his man azeh, lies in his man amikdosh. I said this Rosh Hashanah. Can blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah's Chol Shabbos. This one bezin came up. And other believers saw him out against him, but he was determined, he was in Rara, Halukha, that they can blow shofar on Shabbos. Chazal tell us you mustn't blow shofar on Shabbos. If you blow shofar on Shabbos, it's an issa. So people came asking the child of the baby Yisroel, he's going to blow shofar, and his shield is going to get up and blow shofar. Perhaps, if he's blowing shofar in any case, perhaps we should go and listen. What, is there an issa in listening to shofar? There's an issa of blowing shofar. He's doing this, that's his problem. He's going to do it in any case. I'm not beside the rabbi, he's going to do it. But once he's doing it, maybe there's a need to hear shofar, there's a mitzvah to hear shofar. That's what happened. No, there's a discussion, perhaps it's Mishkashoyt, it's a mitzvah bubaveira. It's a dance Mishkashoyt, it's good, it's just a waste of time. Let's put aside mitzvah bubaveira, because that's a discussion in its own, and Emmet, the whole Shemit here, one could Shemit for a few hours, because there's a lot of, I'm just taking out a few points. Many of the portions say mitzvah bubaveira doesn't apply here. I'm not going into details why. So let's leave out mitzvah bubaveira. So he's doing a mitzvah with an aveira. The aveira is not my problem. And the mitzvah he's doing, so let me hear, let me listen to the mitzvah Shemit, so show. So basically the shali is, if somebody does blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, let's not say the mazes, let's make it a bit easier, the shogel, I mean, he certainly wasn't a mazes, he was an oinus, he felt it was a mitzvah. Somebody blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah, is he mekayim a mitzvah or not? He's doing an aveira, not the second one. Is he mekayim a mitzvah? He's doing a Rabbi Kiva Eider. Rabbi Kiva Eider says, somebody blows shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shchol B'Shabbos, he taka oiv ha-shvif, that is a mekayim a mitzvah after the life. So this is the Rabbi Kiva Eider. Is a mefarshim asked, from a woman in Machloitus, Toysus and the Ram. The Gemara in Toysus and Mitzachus Bruchus, Masa, Toysus and Sitta brings it. The Gemara in Bruchus, Masa Reb Yochanan Acharoni, he was ill, and the Zikr Basham Abtil went to visit him, and they found him sitting in a sicker, which is Roisha Vediba Vitikr, which is Chunus Achabai, which is Machloitus Basham Abtil, if it's Kusha. And Basham said to him, it's certainly the right of Kusha. The Bezeir is Rabbonon that you shouldn't sit in such a sikkah in case you'll be Nimshach Achal HaShochaman. Zuch Beshamet, Im Tainu Yisun Noe Kol Yimecho, Lo Kiyamtu Mitzvah Sikkah Kol Yimecho. This is the sixth sikkah you've been sitting, you know you've never been a Kai Mitzvah Sikkah. Zuch Toysvah, and that means to say that Mizoraiti is not Makai. Not only is Yimoy Ba'is the Rabbonon, and not only hasn't been a Kai the Rabbonon Dik Mitzvah Sikkah, somehow he's not Yotze, even Midoraita. Oh, the students understand, how can he not be Yotze Midoraita? The Torah says, of course, Rabbonon say you shouldn't sit in Tashatika. Again, you can discuss the Mishra Bobavay, you can discuss side things, but Torah says, Chazal, when they said you mustn't sit in Tashatika, not only they say you're not Yotze Mitzvah Rabbonon Sikha, you're not Yotze Mitzvah Midoraita of Sikha. The Ram is Mechel, the Ram says, like, what it means, like Yamta Mitzvah Sikha, you haven't been Makai Mitzvah Sikha properly. But to say that you're not Yotze Midoraita, it's a fact, he is Yotze Midoraita. How do you say he's not Yotze Midoraita? But Tosafot says he's not Yotze Midoraita. Oibazon. Buzachel, Shoyter also. Chazal say don't blow Shoyter. So if Chazal got Hashem Koyach, not only to tell you not to do the mitzvah, but to be out of the mitzvah, that is, you're not Yotze Midoraita. So Lechoyra by Shoyter also, you're not Yotze. How do the Kibayga say he is Yotze? If someone wants to say that the Kibayga is Taka, go to Kun to Shifta Saram, it's a little shwe. Why? Because why is the Kibayga Machlir to the Ram against the Taifus? The Kibayga has issued say to Machlir to the Ram and Taifus. Is the Maas of the Mshalkis Maas, Mashal, you have all the Maram Koymas here, and it's a Koymas from the Tesh Pesach Klan. They say that Enoch and Amma, the Chazal have got a Koyach to disqualify a Mitzvah even Midaraita. They could say that the Sikkis, they say, the Sikkis Kusha Midaraita. They could have said also that the Shofar on Shabbos is Kusha Midaraita. They could say it, but they didn't. They could have said it, but they didn't. When it came to a sikkah, they said the sikkah is puzzle. When it came to shayfa, all they did is they said don't blow shayfa. They didn't say it. So there's no kashrut. Chazal could have, but they didn't. When it came to shayfa, they didn't pass the sikkah. There's no kashrut. They could have. By sikkah, they did pass them by shayfa. In Mitzvah Kodesh, in Heshpeth Frank, in Mavara, that we find three categories of kunat chazal. Sometimes Chazal puzzle with the rice, and Mamish said that the rice is puzzle. Like in the case of Sikha, it's a puzzle of Sikha with the rice, and you're not yotzei with the rice. Sometimes they didn't puzzle like by Shoyfa. All they said is, it's an issa. You mustn't blow Shoyfa on Shabbos. If you blow, you're Makan the mitzvah, but you're over an Aveira. Who wants to be over an Aveira? And if you don't blow, you're not Mabatla mitzvah, because of Chazal, you're an Oinus. So there's no problem that you've been Mabatla mitzvah. Chazal don't allow us to blow, so we're an Oinus. So there's no bitter mitzvah, and we have to listen to Chazal. But if somebody is over Chazal, if he wants to have the Aveda of Chazal, he can be Mekhav the Mitzvah of the Rice. Not much use, but what he can. Sometimes he says, Chazal will only moistif on the Mitzvah. For example, Kiddush mit the Rice is Genik. Kiddush and Shabbat are Mitzvah of the Rice, Zuchat and Shabbat, etc. You can be Mekhav the Dibur, even by, from the Manishitra, by Davin Lotus. Certainly, if you mention Zechal Ma'at Sebereshit, you can be Zechal Kis Mitzvah, you can be Yetzah by Tchilah. Chazal say it has to be Alakos. It has to be Kiddush Mokum Sida. What happens if somebody is Kiddush Shaloi Mokum Sida? Chazal could have said it's Putul with the Raisa, but they didn't. You're Yotzim with the Raisa, you're not Yotzim with the Buddha. They just added to the Mitzvah. And there's no Isser also to make Kiddush. Well, it might be you might end up with a Bruch HaVasula or Kar Terech Agar to the Raisa Vision. You come to Kiddush Shabbos in daytime and you make Kiddush and you don't eat the Raisa Mazonas, you have that Mitzvah. Because Chazal say that you're not Yotzim Kiddush, Midrabunan, oh Kiddush Vasula Midrabunan. You've drunk without Kiddush. So the Ma'at has worked out to be an Issa. Not Bruch of Atula, but you drank without Kiddush. You drank without Kiddush. But they didn't thereafter, I mean, there is an Issa, as I mentioned, to the Chalayim. They didn't after, they just said, you're not Yotzim Rebun. So sometimes they added the Mitzvah. Sometimes they hustled the Mitzvah, they rise. Sometimes they just uttered the Mitzvah, and sometimes they just added the Mitzvah. You can do whatever you want, but you haven't done the Rebun. To understand, this means this loyut achmed the raisa. Yes, koyach bayad chachumim to be oita mitzvah. They had the koyach to say, I shouldn't blow shayfa. They had the koyach to say that I must be sitting in such a sikha, and if I haven't got a sikha which is up to their standard, I should go to eat outside of the sikha. They had a koyach. But how can they say you're not yotzim the raisa? That's a mitzvah. The Torah says it's kusha. Chazal says it's puzzle. So where does the silver raisa? What koyach do they have to do? Take away the raisa. And in Shabbat Yisrael Arum, he's a very strong word in Tif Dalit. Divra has taught us to nihin ma'oid. How can you say you're not yotzim with the right? The tzlichim be a libe the kalm. And you bring the surah from Abu and Adon Al-Yoy Burach Kamal. You want to say a surah as well. Chazal had a koyach. Chazal have a koyach of Hefter, Bez, and Hefter. So somehow what they did was they were maskia the sikkah, the kinyan of the sikkah, and therefore it's like a sikkah gazila. And that's how they could puzzle it their lives. They're very, very far fetched. So, Kesharot Silabon and Lahakmul Ashlay Yates, Agam Dechav Sikh the Rise, when they want to do it, Hiptir is a sikkah, and so here's it becomes a problem today. So, Zeh Rach Medeh Hapil, but the Ein Hadas Makalbusa in the Tish to the Milter. So, Ram Ram says, it doesn't sound true. He wants to give others to this, and if you have time, you can look up Aviv Yamar Makonis Hatzvi. Then Shemaritva, an interesting food of how it can be possible. But Pashas is there, very difficult to understand what Koyos to Chazal say that you're not on the earth to Madarai. I've come up with an idea which I'm not sure it's true, but I enjoy it because of my Kiddush. So if anybody disagrees, I don't have any Tanis. But I think there's a good chance it's true. I've got some rice. A Kiddush. The Gemara from the Rabbaster, so Yerba Kuddish, it can be 40 issues in the Kaddish. Is Rabbunu will makir the Kiddush. Now, to be makir the Kiddush, there's two ways. If he's makadish the Kesef, they can say Hefker doesn't. Hefker, they makir that the ring, the Kesef, does not belong to him. Easy way out. Otherwise, if he's not makadish the Kesef, Yidu HaGemura calls the makadish Adas Rabbunu. Makadish, as everybody is makadish Adas Rabbunu, it's like it's nigh, if the Rabbunu agree, and it's not not. So he says, what do you do where there's neither reason? It's not Kiddush Kesef, Kiddush Kesef. And the man says, I am a Kaddish, Nishal the Asrabun. Shalom to the Dathmoshi Nishal. Who stops him? How will the Maskir this tradition? So, Toysvus, the Tzuruch Loima, the Sovahucha, the Yesh Koyach Biyach Hachum Lachavim Matzik. Yeah, does this come in? Yes, Kurt Batachum. Now, Tori, she's an Eshetish. And Rabbon says she's not. In other words, they were mad to her, an Eshetish was sick. They were mad to Mamdeirim. Yes, Kurt Batachum, go on. How does Yes, Kurt Batachum come in here? They took a faith. They hold, as Yes, Kurt Batachum is not known. A chum say, don't do the mitzvah. Yes, Kurt Batachum is as well to the Chiddush. The whole Torah was written. And the din of Yeshkosh Gatsum, how it works is very simple to show them where did we find, where, who gave this Torah. Vasi Tzedek, Chole Shei Yadichu, Asi Mishmeres and Mishmati, and the show them discuss where they got this Torah. But there is this Torah. Now how far did this Torah go? They told us, this Shitta holds that not only they have a Torah to say you don't do a mitzvah, don't blow Shoyf. Yeshkosh Gatsum has shot the whole Torah, the Chole of Atzof was written subject to Haskumat Chochma. And therefore, the Torah says, "Kiyekach ish ish of Yomakadosh ish ish Yomakadosh," subject to the Chachum and Chachum, and that's the gesture of the Chachum. We find not quite the same, but this idea, because of the revolution. The Ritva says, "Like Abba Eilev Eilev did the Kimchayim and the Machloikos," that the Ritva that the Torah gave over the Chachma door in each door according to Chachma of those doors. In other words, in one door they can pass in Rashi's film, and the next door they can pass in Rebbe Nitzan's film. It's Choloy Chachma Yisroel Amachliya, and that will be the Psakalucha. It does change. It's not quite the same. If you look at this, you see it's not quite the same as what I'm saying here. But the Koyach of Chachum will go much further than you think it does. Oibazoi, when the Chachum says don't blow Shoifa, it's because they took away the mitzvah. In other words, there is no mitzvah. You can blow Shoifa in half, there's more than if you blow Shoifa in Chanukah. It's meaningless. That's the Torah of Chum. And I found a smach to this. I mean, this explains how Torah says by condition. You could say, yes, Torah of Chum. They took away the condition. Not they said, you can be over the Torah or don't do the mitzvah of the Torah. They managed to take away the Chalot's condition. And I found in Rabbeinu Yonah, that Rabbeinu Yonah, at the beginning of Ruchas, Machloikas, how long it's been, Kishmas, Banach, the Chum would say to Chatois, and Rabbeinu Yonah, Shmish, and Emerson, they agree, Adalet HaShachat, Lahach Gud Man Abel. After Chatzos Isser Jabun. Look to Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean Isser Jabun? There's no Isser to line after Chatzos. You're put upon line. How can I make such a tefillah? Yes, Koyach Be'Achachum. And Rabbi Yehuda supports this without bringing the standard Yes Koyach Be'Achachum and the Mishnah of Rosh Shabbos Tkiyah Shofar Lila and so on and so on. Yes Koyach Be'Achachum, which was easy makal. Yes Koyach Be'Achachum. Rabbi Yehuda supported this because he brings this also, but he brings the Shamit says that Tzadim B'Tzitzis, you shouldn't wear linen garments with wool and tzitzis. It's put even with the writer Esed Echalos. They say you shouldn't because you might wear it at night time when you don't have the Esed Echalos, and therefore they say you shouldn't wear tzitzis on this garment. How does it work? Yes, sir, that's from Nasa Matzah. Rabbi Yehuda says a few words there, which I'm afraid that. Harai, we see by Tzadim B'Tzitzit, Shechayiv men atoida, Sheloi lil boish talit shal tishtin b'yoyim b'loi tzitzit, and they pass it in. What's the solution? Shechayiv men atoida, Sheloi lil boish, he shouldn't wear without tzitzit, and they pass it in. He should say, they were Mechayiv men atoida to wear tzitzit, and they exempted him from the tzitzit. Why did they say a solution? Shechayiv not to wear without tzitzit, and they pass it. I think I've been saying that all for yourself. How does this work with this Krishma after Chatos? They didn't ask us to line Krishma after Chatos. So imagine a person comes and asks the I didn't line Krishma tonight. I was amazed. I didn't line Krishma. It's now after Chatos. Chachum say I'm put. They say I'm put because they want to make sure it doesn't happen again. But they didn't ask us to line. Can I line? Yes. If I line, am I Makana Mitzvah Deraisa? Mukhariyo. If so, what do they achieve? The man who doesn't care for the Rabbonon, the Dei B'Chatos in any case, he lines in the Makana Mitzvah Deraisa. What do we achieve? It's unlikely that they asked to line after Chatos, they achieved nothing. Zukta Bain Yena, when they said you must line before Chatos, it means that after Chatos, as I said before, there's no mitzvah, and I've got a raya. From Shoifa, I've got no raya. Shoifa, they asked us to blow Shoifa. I've got no raya that if you blow Shoifa, you're not Makai Mitzvah, if you make it, you're Makai. But I have got a raya in Tzadim B'Tzitzis. Tzadim B'Tzitzis, not I'm put up from wearing tzitzis, but what right do I have to put on the beggar that I'm tzitzis? And put them wearing tzitzis, I'm oinous. So don't wear the beggars. But the Torah said you mustn't wear beggars without tzitzis. So what heter do I have? Chazal said you're put on tzitzis, you mustn't wear tzitzis, don't wear tzitzis. But there isn't to put on beggars without tzitzis, according to Moshe Shoyim. It's also a discussion on the thing. Elamai must be when they said don't put on tzitzis, they took away the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, and if you put on tzitzis, you're not makan mitzvah, and therefore there's no issur to go without tzitzis. From there, in the raya to the idea of the chesed krishma trapped in the mitzvah, but there are efshar. Take him with the shofar in lamata, what the shofar has to achieve. I'm really going to go. I think on the other side, I haven't got time now to go through it. From the Meshach Chachma, the guy to learn it, and Meshach Chachma brings out that through not blowing shofar, basically, I think the kitzur, what he says, the kitzur limit. In shofar, there's two things. In shofar, he says, and every mitzvah you're on, if you don't do it, you haven't got a mitzvah. It's fair. Shofar, besides not having the mitzvah has to be mahapra, the din alachmi. And if you haven't got it, you're left with the din. Oinus heen, oinus ahe. You lost the mitzvah. Alright, that's an oinus. But what the shofar should achieve, that is totally lost. He said, what's the meaning of shofar? To know my Taylor Yitzchak. The Taylor Yitzchak, he says, no, if I should personally give himself away for losing my body. He says, the fact itself that we are prepared to give away shofar, which will mean that we haven't got the hekach in din alachmi, for the sake of Malchus Shemayim or Shmiras Shabbos, Achshas Ruchak Ruch Moed, for carrying the sheet in Shabbos, which is Mamash Achshas Ruch Moed, Shabbos shows how we are makabel Yismachim or Chizk Hashem. Shabbos we are makabel Oil Malchus Shemayim. We want to aid the Eibush, the King of the world. We are prepared for the sake of being Mamlech for Eibush on the world to make sure that Shabbos is perfect, to lose our benefit of being Mahapach Din LaRachman. That this is a paid system, which is the same. That's okay. You're giving away your interest for Kvod Malchus Shemayim. Some way to measure Chachma. The master Elo. Look at this one. The spoon got the stairs. Elo, not Elo, is a bit of a pachat. But we have to have a bit of chizik. That sometimes you get too scared, you run away from it, you give up. I once heard from the Shimshon Pinchas, the Chassadik of Rucha. He said, "This is Elo." Elul, he says, is an example, a mushal, crossing a street, a big highway street, where there's lorries, cars, buses, motorbikes, the fair off, you stand and you look carefully from all of to make sure that you can cross. If you just close your eyes and walk across, there's achas dutoy. A little child wants to cross the street, he can't see. So what does he do? He saw that he sees this big tall fellow next to him, he says, "Please, can you take me across the street?" The tall fellow puts his hand down, the little child stretches up as high as possible, and when he gets it together, he's safe, he can go across the road. So for us to cross Elul on our own, it's like a little child running across the road, you can't see what's going on. No chance. There's lorries, cars, everything. What we can do is, you mean like sheet of a couple of children, and we stretch our hand out to the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah just has handed out to us. And we ask him, please cross us through. And if we go together with him, Ani Ledoidi, Vedoidi Li, he'll take us across, and it's from Elul. And Rosh Hashanah, says my Chiva, and Hashanah, and so on and so on, and Hashanah will come safely on our end. Called the Rosh Hashanah Musa. He goes through the whole team from the Chodesh El and the Tzillus of Kriyachas. The tachlit is we want to stretch our hands as much as possible to be able to reach the hand of Yemuna Pshit El Kabul Shuvim. But I forget, I'm ready to go out. Because I'm ready to go out. Last year I heard from Danish Finkel. He said the following. He's an emissary. It's a matter of Imekadim. To look through the year, just think of how many shmoneses we stand for the Eibush and Yidavon, how many shmoneses we have really a kavun from the beginning to the end. Krishna, mitzvah, the mass, I'll tell you how much bit. I'll tell you, I don't want to say mitzvah because we don't have a chance. In Tamasa Oyna Kadin, Mi Yechal, Yitzhakos Mecha Batin. And it's not Hesper. You can't just say, I'm holding a bunch of hands across me around the room. There must be something to it. Zukta Gavalt Gazach. It's one of the Shlishas of Midas, and that's the way to cross the road. The Gemara says, "Noitei Uven Vayval Kesha." Lemi Noitei Uven, who was the Baruch Shem Moichel? Lemi Shaivval Kesha. Somebody's Mada Mizoto. He's not a Tzayner who's doing all the terrible tours in the world, and he's Miskaber to try and extend the thing to be Moichel him. Great consistency, which is much more difficult than fasting 3 days. I can assure you. And to if somebody can be Mada Mizoto, is there Noitei Uven? He's got protector. And so he says, with all our Vedas, somehow this takes away all our Vedas. The Eibel Noita Uvon, Lemish Eibel Kesha. In Emerson, the Chodesh Eilon, if you think about it, you see in the Sfurin that the Ikka Chodesh Eilon is Ben Uzum Lechaveira. Yom Kippur is Kula Ben Uzum Lemukam. You stand, Ben Uzum Lemukam is empty. But the preparation for Yom Kippur, the Erev Yom Kippur, we eat, we drink, have a good time. The preparation is Mechila Tavim. Mechila Mechmatayat and Lefnei Hashem Tituriya, the Mu'ed says, if we can somehow achieve to overcome, to think about the biggest thing, the person who needs the most to this. He doesn't deserve Hashem Yimoyechem. It's a mitzvah into the Gruber Nefesh. And to be misgabber, and somehow to overcome it and say, no, Hashem Yimoyechem. I'll try and extend it in. That's our protector. That's the way we can reach out the hands across the river. I'll finish off the what I heard last year with the Mir Hashiva was here. We had this here. And in the house of Rebbe Tzidun, Rebbe Tzidun said a what I don't know whom, I think it was for time, but there's a lot of Galatians. He said, a mushal. So the father, two brothers in the town. One was in the Bachelor's Shlamad, in every possible way, Shlamad and Panut and anything else. And the other one was very successful. Yachsen, very popular, Alamad. And this successful brother was very embarrassed with the other brother. He didn't want to try to make sure they had no shayachas in it. Over the years, people didn't even know that they were brothers because they were so, they had no shayachas in it. Once the parent, the father of the brothers, made his wife, I don't know, see the 70th birthday, whatever it was, and he called all the children to come. So this Oisha brother wanted to make sure that the other one would come and ask him for a lift to go there, and he avoided him. The other brother had to walk all the way. He came there, his father, the big Caesar, friends, everything there, a couple of Sever from Yufus, Savalti. Late at the last minute, the other brother came, the Oisha came with us. Rolls Royce, kind of last minute, and he comes in, and the father hears how somebody asks, what's his shaykh is here? No, sorry. When the first one came in, somebody asked, what's he doing? So he says, what do you mean? He must be one of the children, probably the son of this Baal Simcha. So, oh, it can't be. Because the other one, the Oisha, he's the son. And if he's the son, then he must be a brother. See, if you like a brother, he can't be a son. How's it work? Something's wrong here. The Oisha, when he came in, he went to his father, and the father was very cold to him, as if he didn't recognize him. What did he say? What did he want? Maybe his father was supposed to sit him, or he came later. Again, he thought of something, he did something wrong, I don't know what. So he decided after the seder, he went up to his father and said, Tato, you don't recognize me, you don't know, I'm your son. What have I done? But the father, I heard from somebody before, if you are not his brother, you can't be my son. This is a limit before Rosh Hashanah, in Kavunim and Kavunim, we want to be. It's a different story. If you approach Rosh Hashanah as Bunim Amukim, it's Avudim. The din of a Mishpat of Avudim is totally different than the din of a Bunim. Our Maturah has to be, we have to be Bunim Amukim. And if we want to be Bunim, we have to be brothers. If we are brothers, we can be sons. I'll finish up with a vote. And my mom, Aleh Ashulam, today is Yutak, Isha Tukunas, which has a great Achayrik in the Yiddish faith in this whole area. She lived very much with the past and the present and the future. The past she lived. She lived the life of Shavit Hashem Negi Sumit. She lived with Kabbalah Katoira every day. She lived with any of the Chorm that Hamikdash and Chorm Klal Yisrael, Gula Klal Yisrael, over the Kedim and through all the generations she lived this with. And she lived as a lot of Tzipir Yishir. With Hamikdash, Yishlaim, Moshiach. She lived with all. Once she was traveling to Yishlaim, one of my sisters in her car. And my sister said, she's davening. And she's davening. She lived there. She's davening. Said, no, ma'am, now we go into Yerushalayim. She was saying by heart the Hashanah of Avon Shafir, Beit Archira, Goyen Arnon, Tavir Hamitna, the pessimistic Shalavot disappear from Mashiach. And she felt very, very much with the tour of Klal Yisrael. So she once said the following. We asked what Philip, Ta'a B'Shoif Abudah L'Chayr Sayyid. We asked the Boy Shem Shiblu with a way to Shoif. What's a Shoif Abudah? A Mitzvah of a Shoif Abudah? A Shoif has to be, Mitrabun has to be a Tefach. Mitrabun has to be a Tefach. Mitrabun has to be a Tefach. Is there a hidden have a shofar good? What's going to be a shofar good? So she said, we have a shofar to remember the Akedah of Yitzchak. Yitzchak, I mean, because of Akedah of Yitzchak, we have a shofar. We asked the Rebbeinu Shelogim, since the Akedah of Yitzchak, there's been millions and millions of Akedahs of Yitzchak. Eil Akedahs Bechoyer Abit Eir Roshkina. We asked the Rebbeinu Shelogim to remember the Kiddush Hashem, which millions of Yidden over the years had for the Rebbeinu Shelogim's sake. If Shofar of Yitzchak, if Akeda of Yitzchak produced the Shofar of a Tefach, how big and how great is the Shofar from all these many Akedas? The Ta'ab of Shofar, Buddha, this Gavaltim, the greatest Shofar, which has come out after so many years in Willis, with this Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, the truth of that should blow the Shofar of Mashiach. I have to help him, the Irish will blow the Shofar of Mashiach, and we should be Zeichet, to be Mamdach, the Irish, the Fatli, the Zeich, the Ganze Welt, the Ta'ab of Shofar, Buddha, the Chayetain, the Zeichet, תקציב הכימתי ונשנף באלה וישיר.